You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Christmas in July, 2026. Hi, Christmas friends. I'm so excited to be back just in time for a Christmas in July episode. There is so much to fill you in on. If you remember, I started last year, 2025, with a word for the year, savor. Well, as it turns out, there were not a whole lot of things to savor about the year. We did have our youngest son's high school graduation and a few trips that were wonderful, but as 2025 came to a close, we were happy to see it go. We started the new year in our new house, and it's been great. The word for this year has been peace, and so far, so good. Christmas 2025 was wonderful, but a very different and hectic one. I'm excited to have time this year to enjoy the holiday a lot more. Last year, we were in moving mode. I worked so hard to make our new home Christmas ready, but it was tough. This year, I want to decorate cookies again and get back to some traditions that just never made the calendar because life happens. It was quite a blessing to have the five of us wake up together on Christmas morning under the same roof and have family and friends from near and far come celebrate with us. Being together is the best and what really matters. I cannot believe it is almost Christmas in July. Have I been thinking about Christmas? Yes. Do I see old men with white beards and wonder if they're Santa? Yes. Do I delight in the Instagram feed I have on my Mary's Merry Christmas podcast account that's all about my favorite holiday? Yes. Am I still quoting the movie Elf on a regular basis? Yes. Have I been writing down ideas for season 5 of the podcast? Yes. Here's a question for you. Do you think about this time of year as 6 months after Christmas or 6 months until Christmas? If you're a 6 months until Christmas person like me, then let's get ready for Christmas in July. I'm in the stage of life where I think of this time of year as time to get ahead and prep for Christmas. I think about gifts for family and friends. I think of what I've been loving that might be a good gift to give, and I take advantage of sales where I can. I also start spinning my wheels on holiday plans and things I want to make time for during the busy season. Something I take for granted in the summer is how long the days are. In the winter, the short days seem to go by so fast. If I don't plan things, I find it harder to motivate when it's cold and dark out so early. I'm going to really try to stick to what I have on my calendar this year, and again, make plans in advance for myself and with others early. Here are some Christmas things to indulge in during the month of July. If you're super ambitious, get in that attic and go through your holiday decor. Going through your decor can help inspire you to choose a theme for the holiday. Maybe you like vintage, minimal, or maybe traditional decor. Start thinking of how you want your house to look. I used to say I shopped my basement every holiday. Now I can say I scope out decor in my attic. Once you know what you have and what still brings you joy, you can start shopping for items that complement what you already love. Or start thinking where you want to place your especially precious decorations. Mixing up what you already have can add a freshness to the way your home looks for this year's holiday. My home has a coastal modern vibe, but I will always put out my traditional decorations because that feels right to me at Christmas. It makes me feel like my home is giving me a warm hug when I'm surrounded by things that are familiar and have meaning. And pro tips, don't put candles in the attic. Now about those gifts. Hopefully you have a people gift list on your phone from last year that you can edit and review. If not, creating one is simple. Title it Christmas Gift List 2026 and write a list of people you need to get gifts for. Family and friends are easy to add, but don't forget about people in your community that you might want to drop off something special for, like teachers, your mail carrier, dry cleaners, neighbors, your doctors, office staff, or veterinary team. Be on the lookout for things that you can stock up on. The gifts don't have to be expensive. You're giving something that says, I'm thinking of you at this time of year and wish you a great holiday. If you plan to give baked goods, write that down. Seeing how many people you want to bake for can help organize when you'll need to begin and how many ingredients you'll need to have. Are you a crafter? Now's a great time to start looking for something fun to create and gift to others. Getting a jump start on gift ideas can help avoid panic buying at the last minute. Here are a few gift ideas to consider this year. Group or theme gifts. This is a great time to really consider what others are interested in. I love a balance between a fun gift and a practical one. A personalized gift. The Darling Stitch is your one-stop shop online for all your embroidery needs. Wreath sashes, hand towels. If it can be personalized, my sister-in-law Robin can make it happen. Check out all the great items on Instagram at thedarling_stitch. DM them for orders or questions. A holiday gift. Last year, I got a new nativity set that I love. That would be a really lovely gift for the right person. Here's another idea to consider doing in July. Create a December 1st box. If you have kids, this can be especially fun. In the box, place some fun holiday things. Maybe a puzzle, a blanket, a mug or two, and a picture frame. You could write, "Let's capture a photo of us kicking off December together." Trust me, you can find lots of holiday items online right now. Throw in a bubble bath or a scented hand soap. After you've sealed it up, place it somewhere where you won't forget, and on December 1st, enjoy the surprise you already took care of. I always keep some Christmas magazines I enjoyed and planning books, like Southern Living's yearly holiday edition. Caleb Wise, author of The Wise Guide Holiday Edition, was a great read my friend Suzanne gave me last year. This is another way to dive into Christmas and plan for this year's festivities. Look for new recipes or ideas for fun. If you're in the car or on a walk, listen to past episodes of this podcast. There are over 30 episodes to inspire you. Turn on the Hallmark Channel, Great American Family, or any streaming service offering Christmas content. Crank up the AC and watch some familiar or new Christmas movies. I love the word intentional. Here's an idea. Place one small decoration in a space where you can see it a lot for the month of July. I'm really into birds at the moment. Our new house is in a beautiful natural setting. I just ordered 6 felt bird ornaments. I'm going to hang them on the little pine tree my dad sent me last year at Christmas that's still thriving on the sideboard in my dining room. Pictures to come, I promise. I know this will make me happy and remind me that my favorite holiday is coming. I also ordered some Christmas tea and a new cozy Christmas cookbook to enjoy this month. I also just got a fun new game that I'm excited to play with family and friends this year. Aside from Christmas in July, this year the USA is hosting the World Cup. Here's a fun recipe that's a mashup of USA spirit with a dash of Christmas fun. Get ready for peppermint s'mores. You'll need graham crackers, marshmallows toasted or just fluff spread on the crackers, chocolate squares, and crushed candy canes that you can order now on Amazon. Sandwich them all together and enjoy by a campfire or while watching fireworks on July 4th or a great USA soccer match. Now let's take a minute to dive into what I'm cooking up for season 5. I'm planning another Destination Christmas episode and a game episode. I'm also thinking of sharing fun food and shopping tips. Hopefully a contest will be happening again. I've got a wrap segment planned. That's wrap with a W. And of course, you can plan on lots of joy coming your way. I hope you will join me for more podcast Christmas episode escapes. Well, friends, That's all for now. If you're looking for more Christmas in July content, be sure to revisit Episode 11, Season 3 on June 27, 2025, Episode 11, Season 2 on June 27, 2024, and Episode 11 on June 16, 2023. I'd be so grateful if you would take a minute and review and rate the podcast and share it with a friend. If you would like joyful holiday content year-round, follow me on Instagram at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. Until the next season, this is Mary, your fairy godmother of Christmas fun, reminding you that if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.